Welcome to a brand spanking shiny ass new edition of the Hollywood Hick. This here is me, Brent Paris, the Hollywood Hick, coming at all of y'all from Hollywood, California, mother truckers. Y'all know whenever it's hot, I bitch about it right off the bat. And guess what? Oh my sweet darling, it is so hot out there, y'all. Oh my God, it's hot up in here because I'm too cheap to run the air conditioning because I is poor. Although I'm going to starting a new gig on Monday, y'all. I don't know what I done got myself into. I might be complaining a lot about a fucking daily grind because I haven't worked a regular fucking Monday through Friday in forever. I'm going to be doing that for a while. Y'all, it's going to be horrible. But whatever. I am the Hollywood Hick. You're listening to me here on the Crab Diving Network, www.crabdiving.com. Put a / live behind that, or you can put live or listen. Either one. Don't say everything I said. Just live or listen, one or the other. You get it. But what if you do that, then you can hear all the fabulous programming right as it's happening right here on the Crab Diving Network, y'all. That's for straight up real. And it's all good. We're always adding new great stuff too. Like there's like a lady show now, I think. There's with like Maggie Strong, so it's like fun. Like look it up. Listen to the shit. It's all good. It's all good. It's better for you than that other shit you're gonna hear on the regular radio. We at least speak our mind and like tell it like it is. That we aren't like controlled by the man and the high mighty dollar. I don't get shit. So whatever, you gonna control me with what? Nothing. Million times zero is zero, fool. Whatever. You know what I'm talking about. Follow me on the Twitters at the H Wood Hick, and also follow the Facebook page, facebook.com/ the Hollywood Hick, and go in there like that and stuff. Like you can throw chat at me if you want to. I don't care. It's all fun. I like when people chat at me. But apparently I might be working something. So if I'm slow responding, I apologize in advance. Plus I'm slow anyway. I'm fucking old and this technology is more than I can wrap my brain around on occasion. Sometimes it's like sometimes I'm really good with it and sometimes I'm like, fuck. But what else is going on? Anything else I need to say? Did I say whatever? I said everything. It's hot as hell in the Florida room today, y'all. It is hot here in Hollywood. If air ain't moving, it's just hot. It's been humid. It's like back home. Sometimes I'm just like, oh, God, it's supposed to end here in a day or so. But good Lord, Dolly, please get this shit done. Get over it. I've had it. That's why I moved out here in the first place. So I didn't have to deal with this. It's too much. I'm sitting here like just sweating, thinking about it right now. Just thinking about it. I'm starting to sweat thinking that, oh, my goodness. Oh my goodness, it's hot. It's hot. Whatever. I can't talk about how hot it is because then I could do that for an hour, y'all. You know, I could. I could just sit and be like, oh, let me go get another cold beer. I'll be right back. Like, that's how it fucking rolls. I tell you what, though, if you are hot, before you crack that cold beer open, you should let it rest on the back of your neck because that's a good cool you down spot. So let it sit there for a hot second or two, and it really does kind of cool you down. You're like, ooh, it's kind of chilly, but ooh, that feels good. It kind of hit my cool down nerve. I'm just telling you, try it sometime. I do it all the time. I'm probably going to do it sometime in the middle of this program when I hit pause to go fetch another one because that's how I roll because it's Friday. I haven't started a regular job for a while. Come on Monday. And so from now twix Sunday, I got to get in my like fun times because apparently I'm going to have to act like an adult for a little bit. And I'm not so sure I've wrapped my brain around all of that yet. So, yeah. So you will probably be hearing from the Hollywood Hick and how his new lifestyle is going to go because I don't know how like doing that and then comedying at night. When am I going to play my video games and whatnot? You know what I mean? And then I got to tell the other people I work for, too, like yo, I'm kind of doing this other thing. But if you need me, I can do, like, shit on the side because I was poor and I'm trying not to, like, end up on the streets. I'm just saying it's all. I'm not going to end up on the streets. I would never allow myself to. I would start fucking. I would do something somehow. Somehow I'm always able to scrape by. I'm scrappy, y'all. I'm scrappy. Whatever. Too much on that. But what the fuck's going on, y'all? You know what's going on? Everybody is still running mother trucking scared from the Ashley Madison hacks. Whoever done did that done fucked some people up, y'all. Done messed them straight up. It's ridiculous. It's so much fun. The whole thing kills me. And then come to find out too that there ain't hardly no ladies on there. That's my new favorite part. Favorite part is Josh Duggar was on there. My other favorite part now is that there were only like 12,000 out of the bazillion men, and all these other ones, and they made all these fake profiles because I come across this article. See, I do my researches, and so I was looking over here on the Gawker site because you know I like the Gawker site. I don't care what nobody says. It's like they're a little bit snarky, but they like tell shit like it is, and I like news when it's just told like it is. Like this is the way it is, and we're gonna kind of make it funny because that makes it somewhat more palatable when people are doing horrible things. At least I can kind of laugh at them and. Instead of want to punch something in the nose. You know what I mean? That's kind of how I look at it. Not everybody thinks like me. That's evidence in all the time of how people think that my definition of fun does not jive with their definition of fun. When mine is definitely more fun, but apparently their uptight ass doesn't know how to like achieve that much fun. So then I have to reel it in and I'm not good at that. And then next thing I know, I'm in trouble. it's a mess. Whatever. I digress again. But whatever. It's over here. They have this article on this. They got one of these Gizmodo. That's what the actual site is. But it's one of them like Gawk or whatever. All in the same little network or whatever the hell you want to call it. Right? But apparently there's just fembots on the Ashley Madison. These people would call up what they called Ashley's Angels over there. And they would make up. They had people out there. There's companies. I did not know this till I read this, y'all. Now, this is for straight up real. This is how fucking shit gets like on the internet. You guys to be careful. You guys to be careful. This is like making me like second guess my scruffing, you know, and I like my scruffing. Sometimes you need to just get what you're like, what you need. And sometimes that's what scruff is there for. I think I fully support that whole like way of doing things. But if people are going to be untoward, if it's going to bleed over into my beloved scruff, then what the fuck? I don't know what I'm going to do with myself. Right. But whenever I'll cross that bridge when I get to it. But what happened was these fools over at the Ashley Madison, right, were just having people make up profiles for all over like Japan. They like fuck. They're like, we got all kind of trouble making them for Japan, because what happens on the, I did not, because I ain't never been on Ashley Madison. One, I don't want no pussy, and two, I'm not paying this kind of money to try to chase a piece of nothing, because you had to spend like 29 cents to just send somebody a message or something. It's not like you sign up for it and then you can just sort of message around like the OKCupid or whatever. Even if you just pay your whatchamacallit, like your dues or whatever, no, you gotta pay your dues, and then you also, or your membership fee, whatever you want to call it. And then on top of it, every time you want to send a message, you got to have so many credits, and you can get all these credits. Like if you get 1,000 credits, that's how you get the a fair guarantee. But now how many people cash in on that a fair guarantee, right? I was talking to a friend last night about that. Like really, how many actually really like cash in? Like a bunch of them. Like, I can't tell them I didn't get no tang, because then I look like I'm not very masculine no more, on account of I'm fucking roping no freaking poontang off of the Ashley Madison. But dude, you were not alone apparently, because it was all fake. Dudes like constantly like, and ladies didn't have to like pay for that. So it's like, I think only dudes had to pay, which is kind of sexist if you think about it. But I mean, I'm just pointing out, but I'm just saying, I'm not saying right or wrong or anything like that, but I'm just merely pointing it out. It's a little bit one-sided in that aspect. But I guess if a lady was, but I don't know, I think ladies could message men without having to pay for it. But there were only like 12,000 ladies, so whatever. Like, what the. I'm not judging. I'm assessing, y'all. I'm assessing. Whatever. What, like, because most of the people that are on there, I don't really give a shit. I honestly don't. The only ones I want to know about are the hypocrites who are out there telling me straight in my face, you can't do shit like this. And then they're the ones on there doing it the most. I'm looking at you, Josh Duger, Joshua J. Duger, freaking smarmy ass sweaty thing. If he was here right now, he would be so sweaty and greasy looking, because in this heat and this gross that we're sitting in right now, it's like a swamp. I'm totally sitting here fucking swamp ass. As fucking talking to you people on this microphone, I'm angry about the heat. So if I get like, I'm trying to release every rainbow, sparkle, sunshine, and Dolly Parton feeling up inside to stay on the bright side today. But it is hot, and the hotter it gets, and I got shit to do after this too. I got talking to a microphone again after this shit. It better cool down or something, or I better just get drunk so I don't worry about it. I think it's going to have to be B, the getting drunk, the Cootie Brown part, whatever. That's so fucking funny. But okay, this is the thing. Back to Ashley Madison. I freaking digress all the time. I don't even know why I think I can accomplish this, because I swear, if you took out my digressing, we get a lot more news in. We would. But so apparently they wanted to, Ashley Madison created angels all over the world, and the dump that contained dozens, all the emails that they were looking through, because they got a whole bunch of emails in that hack too, where Avid Life Media Management, that's who owns the Ashley Madison, arranged to generate more profiles. So like, they're like, after the last launch meeting, I want to confirm on a few points to ensure that we are all on the same page. Please confirm the below. Like India, they want 500 angels. They call fake profiles are angels. And they're like each one, like somebody goes up and types these out, each one, and they get pictures. Like none of them can be the same picture. Like it's probably a lot of work. It's like stressful. Japan, they hired a new resource who will focus on this. Keith confirmed that the angels will be ready for the June 24th. So they got making them in Japan, Netherlands. Into Portugal. Keith needs help from Carlos' team. Carlos confirmed that he can provide Keith with resources. Keith can complete the angels hopefully by July 15th. Like stupid shit like this. All this stuff like busted. And then they're like, in another one, they're like, with the subject line profile builders, Bitterman wonders where they should contract with more companies to create additional profiles. So there's like companies out there called like salesprofiles.com, evercurrent.com, sale datingprofiles.com, buyprofiles.com, all kinds of shit like that, like where people just make up profiles. I had no clue this shit goes on. Did you? Like, and they sell them to the Ashley Madison people of the world, so they're making all these lady profiles. These dudes are getting hit like, ooh, this lady saw your profile. No, it's not. It was a complete bot. They were getting suckered. I was kind of feeling sorry for those Ashley Madison people who got arrested, but now I'm starting to think they had a full-on scam going. If they were having all these fake ladies, had all these dudes paying all this stuff. I wonder if Josh Duggar ever even got any tang off of the Ashley Madison, because because he apparently hooked up with that stripper he met in the stripper club, so that didn't involve Ashley Madison, that dirty hooker stripper that did the porno movies that he was like loved in the porno movie. He was rough. When the porn star tells you you're fucking rough, then that shit, like, you're fucking rough. That's what I'm talking about. Oh my goodness. But whatever. Back to this other story. So basically, these people there, they're like making up women through the whole freaking thing, and it's supposed to be a female-focused brand. That was the other thing they're, like, talking about. But then, they just, like, say right here, it's supposed to be a female-focused brand. I love this. And then they point out that one of the, like, ads for it has this really, really, really big lady, not very attractive, in, like, panties and, like, this little teddy kind of thing with a rose in her hair doing a sexy pose with her foot kicked up. And it says, "Did your wife scare you last night?" And then it's the picture of this woman who is every stereotype of unattractive in one package, and it's Ashley Madison. Life is short. Have an affair. That's real lady-centric Ashley Madison. These people are nuts. But if they were actually like ripping these people off, making them think they could get some poontang, and they weren't getting any poontang, that is some straight up BS bullshite. That's what I'm talking about. But people just keep coming out of the woodwork. Like, what was the other one? I read something just a little while ago. I wonder if I can find it real quick. Where it's like, oh, here it is. This one. And I love the name of this website that it came off of. I think Reddit or something pointed me to it. I on accident. And I was like, what is this? I got to see what this is. But it's called Godfruits. That's the name of the website, Godfruits. which I don't think, like, it's awful. Every Christian in the world will hate me, but like, whatever. But like, that's just, like, think of what you would think God fruits are. I'll tell you what my gay ass thinks God fruits are. But but on this one, they're predicting that 400 church leaders are expected to resign this Sunday due to Ashley Madison hack. All these self-righteous motherfuckers, they're like, ever since the Ashley Madison hack was released online for all to see, about 400 church leaders are expected to resign this upcoming Sunday. These range from pastors, oops, almost knocked my beer over, that is not part of the copy, I don't really know, that really almost just happened. I was like, ooh, I was talking with my hands, almost knocked my beer over, that would have been tragedy. Okay, whatever. These range from pastors and deacons to various church staff members in the United States and Canada. Ooh, this dude, Ed Stetzer, is a renowned expert on church leadership and is also a contributing editor for the Christian Today. He is even the executive editor of Facts and Trends, a Christian leadership publication. Stetzer says that his numbers come from conversations with leaders from several denominations in the U.S. and Canada. Afterwards, he says that the number of pastors and church leaders on Ashley Madison is much lower than the number of those looking to have an affair. On top of it all, Stetzer's claims are well-researched and more than likely to occur. Just recently, reality TV star and religious conservative Josh Duggar was publicly revealed to have an Ashley Madison account, as well as Christian YouTube blogger Sam Rader. See, look, they're outing everybody. They love outing them over here on God Fruits. But that's funny. They think that there's going to be at least 400 church leaders expected. I hope it, I'm going to be watching this to see if on Sunday I'm going to pay attention to see if there's any news of mass exodus from the church due to Ashley Madison scandal. Those people, like, whoever, to, like, if somebody ever catches them, they're gonna string them up by the God fruits. Ah. Oh God, I like it when one just pops out like that. Ah. Just kidding. Okay, whatever. Let me talk about something else. But that's why, whatever. Ashley Madison is a fucking mess. It's fucking everybody's life up. And I love it. They, like, took away the rent boy, that so all the homos can't fucking get their freaking escorts. I hope they already have their, like, got their cell number by now so they can just, like, go to them direct and not have to go through the rent boy. But yeah, they're fucking, like, I don't understand why their people are just so upset with sexy times. Like, just let people have sex however they want to have sex, as long as they're not, like, doing really illegal shit, just like where it's hurting people or fucking raping and all that kind of stuff. But it's two consenting adults doing whatever the fuck they want to do, then just let them do it. It's like, and then everybody can just move on with their day. I don't get why everybody needs to worry about what's going on in a room that they ain't even in or need to be in. It just boggles my brains. That's all I got to say about that bullshit. Whatever else. Oh, speaking of bullshit, let's move on to something else. Okay, now I'm going to say this, and I'm just going to say it right out loud, right here on the Crab Diving Network. Me, the Hollywood Hick, I have had enough Caitlyn Jenner news and coverage. Everybody can just back the fuck off a little bit. I'm tired of hearing about it. Because this latest thing, now everybody's all up in arms because these Halloween companies made a Call Me Caitlyn Halloween costume. Of course they were going to do that. Like, what did y'all think was going to happen? Really? Did people, like, people just honestly, they're like, oh, that's so offensive. Like, people on the Twitters, why would anyone think a Caitlyn Jenner Halloween costume is a good idea? Like, freaked out emoji face. It's like another one mocking at the transgender community is degrading. It's not mocking the transgender community. Now she is a public figure in this capacity. There was a very iconic picture. Of course, people are going to replicate it for Halloween. And it's kind of funny. So just fucking laugh for once in your life, people. Just laugh and be like, ha 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 ha. That's pretty freaking funny. Halloween. Look what people do. And then move on with your day. It's not really that offensive. It's not like it's like got some big old pecker that you can see through it or somewhere it looks like he's like hot, trying to didn't tuck good or something. No, it's just a freaking stupid Caitlyn Jenner costume because it's now an iconic picture that's gonna be everywhere all the time. And plus, I'm sick of seeing her. Really, like, go away for a hot minute and then like come back and like, but like whatever. And it ain't all your fault, but good Lord, people, quit paying attention for a minute because I'm getting sick. I was all happy, I was like, yay, but now I'm like, I'm sick of you. It's like that, like a pop song in the summer that they play over and over. It's like, bop. It was great at first, but by the end of the summer, you were ready to choke a bitch. You know what I mean? That's what I'm talking about. But whatever. People are like, Caitlyn Jenner Halloween costume. Time for me to backflip the fuck out of this society onto a rocket ship. I'm leaving for space. Goodbye. That's from Sin Free SFWM. Whatever the fuck that means. It's like, people are like, it's a bad idea. It's funny. It's whatever. Now, this is the best part. The costume people, there were two that have them, but one of them responded, and I love the response. They're like, they're called anytimecostumes.com, anytimecostumes.com. But it's like, anytimecostumes.com is all about fun. We have all kinds of over-the-top costumes on buzzing themes, characters, and celebrities. It's a hot topic. We are going to have a costume about it. Exactly. Exactly what I was saying. See, if I worked there, people would see eye to eye. I would be like, yeah, except for I would have been way more snarky in writing this shit back. They're like, call us an equal opportunist. We satirize everyone. We are in the business of taking a fun approach at the biggest, all caps, Kanye style, trends in our society and let people put on a costume and be part of those trends. We are not only an equal opportunity satirist, but we also an equal opportunity employer. We have an extremely diverse employee base. We have staff from all ethnic backgrounds and age groups. We have men and all caps Kanye style women in senior positions. We also have LGBT employees. We certainly do not all caps Kanye style promote or condone any acts of discrimination. That's just not who we are. I love that. They're like, no, you can't freaking fault us for this because it is like, this is all over everything. It's an iconic picture, just like the Hollywood Hick explained. And they're like, we appreciate all the feedback we got. We welcome dialogues and respect opinions, blah, blah, blah. But they're basically like, we believe in the spirit of Halloween and costume parties. These are times when people can be irreverent and make a parody of everyone and anyone, even themselves. Thank you. Fuck. People, get a goddamn sense of mother trucking humor for once. Everybody's so butthurt, so easy these days. I don't understand it. It makes me nuts. N-U-T-S exclamation point nuts. I can't wrap my brain around it. Just calm the fuck down, people. Even me, like, then that gets me all worked up. It's like a ripple effect. It's like what Xena says. When you throw a rock into the lake, you may not see that rock after it, like, goes under the water. But now that freaking water is forever changed. And I was, like, rippling anger on top. That's how I feel. I'm the rippling anger on top because I'm trying to, like, hold it all in. And there's only so many rainbow, sparkle, sunshine, Dolly Parton feelings a freaking homo can have at one time until the freaking hell knows take over. Whatever. But I'm just saying, get a fucking sense of humor, people. Okay? Mother trucking K. Okay? What else are we going to talk about? Miley Cyrus is freaking gonna host these MTV Awards coming up, right? And like, of course, she's got her like titties out and her tongue out all over everything. But now she's done went and stuck her nose up in like Tay Tay Swift and Nicki Minaj. Did y'all see that? Where Nicki Minaj? Did I talk about that or whatever? But where the wax figure? They were like they like had to like net him to like put security there or something because it was like she was like doing that anaconda crawl and all the people dudes were getting behind her taking like pictures like they were having her from behind. Oh god, I think that's fucking hysterical. Like nobody thought that when you made that, you didn't think that some dude somewhere freaking with the like lowbrow mentality, me included, kind of people who would think that's fucking hysterical and want my picture doing that, and I would plaster it all over every social media that I possibly could. That is exactly what I would do. I wish I was there to take my picture with that anaconda of Nicki Minaj. But remember back when Tay Tay Swift and Nicki Minaj, the MTV Award nominations came out, right? And Nicki Minaj didn't get in like one of the freaking ones like video of the year where it's like all categories, not just like R&B or pop or rap or whatever, right? And so she got all butt hurt, made some like comment making it seem like Taylor Swift, you know, if you're like young and blonde and got like all that shit, then you get in that one, blah, blah. Then they tried to say it's not, but then Miley Cyrus now just come back around and she basically calls a bitch out and she goes, she was on some show somewhere, where was she? Fuck, I don't know. Wrecking Ball singer calls out Anaconda rapper as not very polite. This is on the rap website. The pop star, who's hosting Sunday's festivities, dredged up the feud between Nicki Minaj and Taylor Swift in an interview with the New York Times on Thursday. In the process, she seemed to place herself on Team Taylor, characterizing Minaj as not very polite. Which it seems like, because Nicki Minaj always looks like somebody just farted to me sometimes. Like, always got that look on her face like, I'm so bothered, and somebody just totally cut a juicy fart right beside me, and I can't believe I can't move from this spot right now because the cameras are on. But apparently, to recap, from way back in July, Minaj had growls at her. Okay, this will tell it better than I did with my rambling stupidness where I was like trying to remember shit. Minaj had growls that her video, Anaconda, hadn't received a Video of the Year nomination. When the other girls drop a video that breaks records and impacts culture, they get nomination, Nicki complained, suggesting that she'd been snubbed because of her race and body type. Swift, whose Bad Blood did receive a Video of the Year nomination, perhaps received Minaj's comment as a personal attack and accused Minaj of using the social medias to pit women against each other. And they later cleared everything up. They like started kissing each other's butt, of course, blah, blah, blah. But I love that Miley Cyrus, she weighed in a feud in the Times interview saying, what I read sounded very Nicki Minaj, which, if you know Nicki Minaj, is not too kind. It's not very polite. I think there's a way to speak to people with openness and love. You don't have to start this pop star against pop star war. It's like, ooh, Miley Cyrus is calling her out. Like, yes, you did. You're like, y'all might have made up, but don't be trying to pretend like you didn't mean what you meant. Because I kind of thought the same thing. I was like, no, you meant it. Like, but it's fine. But like, it just at least own it. I hate when they won't own the shit. They're like, nah, that's not what I mean. You misunderstood. That's don't be twisting my words. No, there wasn't really much to twist. And if they're really what you meant, you were so bad at conveying shit, you should never be allowed to text by yourself again or tweet again by yourself, whatever. But now, blah, blah, blah. So now Miley Cyrus has done got in it. But they're just probably trying to stir up controversy for this stupid MTV Awards because Miley Cyrus is hosting it and everybody's wondering what the hell she's going to do. I'm kind of curious because you know what? I kind of like this Miley Cyrus. I don't care what nobody says. She's fun. She does whatever the hell she wants. Although she did go on one of the, I think, Jimmy Kimmel where she had pasties on again that covered her whole titty. And I'm a firm believer that, like, that is not a pasty. That is just a strapless bikini. It's like, you know, it's like pasties just cover the nip part. When you got a whole big old thing covering most of your titty, then that's just more like a bikini top, ain't got no strings on it. It's kind of how I look at that shit. So don't call it, it's just semantics. I don't know why it bugs me, but it does for some stupid reason. So I'll just pretend like I'm moving on talking about something else. But I kind of like this Miley Cyrus. I like her little free spirit, and she's just like, whatever. And I like how she said something effective, like somebody asked her about putting her titties out all the time. She's like, my daddy might not like the fact that I have my titties out, but he'd rather have my titties out then be a fucking bitch or bad person, something like that. She's like, so it's like, whatever. She's like, I got my titties out. I'm not like doing anything that bad. She's cool. I like that Miley Cyrus. That's my point. All right, what the fuck else is going on out there? Oh, I know what the fuck else is going on out there. Did y'all, speaking of messes, though, this one, I love this friggin' story because it cracks my ass up. Because this chick is just so trash. Like, every story, like, she is, like, if people I think she's going to be around forever as just this just walking mess until some tragic accident happens. And of course, I'm talking about Lindsay Lohan. She is such a mess. Like, she just, like, her, like, I don't know. I don't even know how you achieve the color of her skin, like, between the makeup and how she does it and all that. That flavor of orange is just so weird. And I don't know. She's, like, looks 40-something, and she's only in her 20s. Like, I knew a girl like that in high school. I was telling you, she's one of those to always buy us beer. I'm, like, now I'm curious. Like, when she's in her 40s, like, she's going to be looking straight up Methuselah, 9,000 Pam old. That's what she's going to be looking. I'm just saying is all. But apparently, on her latest thing, and I love that there's no accountability. Like, just listen. Like, there's, like, no. It's, like, all, not her, never her fault. Never, ever, ever her fault. But, apparently, Lindsay Lohan, nude in wedding rampage. That's the headline over on the Page Six website from the Page Six people, right? But it says, Lindsay Lohan claims she was slipped a Mickey at the wedding of Justin Etzen, Counsel General. And it, why does she get invited to this shit? Like, who are these idiot people that invite Lindsay mother trucking Lohan to their wedding and think that she's not going to try to upstage you somehow because she needs all the attention on her at all times? Like, chick is nuts. I'm telling you, like, why anybody would invite her to anything this fancy? It's like a 4-day wedding too, I think, if you get up in her, whatever. But just listen to this stupid story, this entitled See You Next Tuesday, I swear to God. But, okay, Lindsay Lohan claims she was slipped a Mickey at the wedding of Justin Etzen, Consul General and Ambassador of Tourism for the Seychelles and whatever the fuck that is. I don't know, something fancy over there across the pond. And model Lana Zaccocella in Florence last week. Apparently, Lindsay left the reception early, said a source. She'd gone back to her villa and was running around naked saying she was drugged. Mm-hmm. Of course you were. You did. We're not drugged. You took some drugs, but I have a sneaky suspicion that you did not get drugged. You did not get Cosby'd, girl. You did not get Cosby'd. But she goes, it goes on, because we hear, it was one thing after the next with Lohan. During the lavish 4-day affair where guests included Ellen Von Unworth, I don't know who the fuck any of these people are, like, supposed to, like, I'm supposed to be, like, totally enamored with all this, like, fancy names, Sarah Sampiao, Powio, something like that, Edward Spencer Churchill, now that is a fancy name, Edward Spencer Churchill, and there's a hyphen twixt Spencer and Churchill, and then Micah Jesse, whoever the hell that is. But apparently, Lindsay was painting her nails during the ceremony and looking at her phone. That's classy. You go to this fancy-ass wedding in Florence, Italy, and you're sitting there painting your fingernails and working on your phone during the ceremony because you are such a freaking entitled, spoiled, see you next Tuesday who needs to be smacked upside the head really hard with something to knock at least a little bit of sense back into your dumb head. And apparently, also, while she was DJing one event with an Eyes Wide Shut theme, Lilo got upset when she thought someone took her photo, so she was speaking in a British accent, because, you know, she moved over there now, so now she speaks in a British accent. Like, Madonna did it. Gwyneth Paltrow got all uppity when she went over there. Like, but like, I don't know what it is with these freaking stupid white women who want to go over to England, and then they think that that makes them British, and they start talking British. Like, I went over there, and I still talk just like this for 2 whole weeks. Everybody looked at me like I was nuts. It was fun. But, but apparently she's DJing this thing. Somebody took her picture. She was all fucking, she's like, who took the photo? I can't do it. I'm like, who took the photo? Don't be an idiot. I see, I can't even do it. I can't fucking do it. She kept playing Brandy. Now, it's a good song. I will say this is a good song. I used to play it all the time. It was my jam one time going up to the San Francisco Homo Pride Affair many years ago. But she kept playing Brandy and Monica's The Boy Is Mine. And but the report said Lindsay claimed she had jewelry stolen at the nuptials. But concerning any Lohan antics, a rep for Etzen declared when reached for comment, none of those things are true. I don't believe it. He's just like, quit talking about my wedding. Like, they talk about me not fucking Lindsay Lohan at my wedding, because now I fucking hate that bitch, or at least they should, for being like a freaking mess and then taking too many drugs and then trying to take all the attention away from the important people, namely the bride and the mother trucking groom. You spoiled little, I don't even want to look at you anymore. Moving on, because I have a picture of, like, I'm moving. Oh, there's still a picture of her. Everywhere I go on this freaking page, there's a picture of that girl. Oh, what else can we talk about? Let's see. Oh, y'all, this shit is just never ending, y'all. I have been following this for how long on the Hollywood Hick? Since like February when Bobby Christina was first found. But every time you turn around, like at first I was almost on this Nick Gordon side at that very, very beginning. But then very, very quickly I was like, this is, smells fishy. Something's not right up in there. And like then when Bobby wasn't like letting him around, ooh, and there was a blind gossip about Bobby too. I'm going to find that because it was kind of interesting. Like there was some voodoo shit or something they're claiming. Like Bobby's into like voodoo or something. I'm going to find it. I'll find it. But whatever. But apparently Nick Gordon finally went off to, because they wouldn't let him come to the funeral. They wouldn't let him come to the hospital. They wouldn't let him around him because they all think that he had something to do with it. That's why he's getting sued for within an inch of his life, right? So, like, if they can't put criminal charges against you, we're going to civilly ruin your life forever. And they are doing a very good job of it. Because apparently, he got paid $40,000 to go get his picture took by the National Enquirer at the gravesite of Whitney and Bobby Christina. And, like, showed up with roses and trying to, like, fake cry and shit. And, so like, but apparently all that goes to his whatchamacallit fund, his like legal fund, which is Jose Baez, the same dude that got Casey Anthony off. So he's doing probably some kind of shady dealings on the side. I can trust that Jose Baez, because I still think that Katie, that, or what's her name? I just said her name. Casey Anthony, like, I don't know. It was just too, like, whatever. I think she did it. Now, whether she got convicted is a different story, or the verdict was right, it's a different story. But I'm just saying, is that's my personal opinion, just from what I read. And I kind of follow that story because I get caught up in some of those stories sometimes. I'll even watch Nancy Grace and her bobblehead watching that stupid shit. But yeah, because this girl cannot rest in peace, Nick Gordon. I really kind of hope that it doesn't turn out that you did all these horrible things that you're accused of. But if you did do them, you are a horrible, despicable, awful person, and you get everything that is coming your way. That's all I'm just saying about that shit right there. I'm just saying, is all. All right, let's see what the fuck else is going on out here in the world at large. But, did y'all see this news about the most wonderful creation the television has ever come up with since Xena the Warrior Princess? I'll tell you what happened. But over here on the Jezebel website, they have an article because basically, headline, Terrence Howard's relationship issues mean more cookie on Empire. Did you hear that, Mother Truckers? Did you hear that? More cookie on Empire. Are there sweeter words ever? The only way you could have made that better is if it was more cookie and Dolly on Empire. That is the only way you can make that better. I don't know how you would work Dolly in, but she's good. She can do anything. So you could just work Dolly in a heartbeat. That should be fucking funny. She could be like handling some like country artist or something. She'd be cute as hell. I fucking love Dolly Parton. But yeah, so according to this over on the Jezebel site, Terrence Howard's messy personal life is going to result in the thing that we all really wanted from Empire in the first place, more Taraji P. Henson. Because of Howard's relationship issues, which include a secret divorce from his third wife shortly after the birth of their son, a divorce settlement battle with his second wife, you know, that Michelle Gant, I was telling y'all about that a few episodes ago. It's nuts, where she like basically, because he's got a teensy weensy little pecker apparently. I saw it in some movie where he like runs by and all you see is like a little acorn sticking out of some bush, and she was trying to like fucking out him, and she like had some sexy tape and he didn't want anybody to see his little teeny pecker, I reckon. And so that's why he was like, oh, hell to the no. And that's extortion, which it kind of is. Like, she kind of like went about it the wrong way, to be quite honest, I just have to say. And but that's just that whole fucking thing. But that Michelle Gant, and I think she lost the court case. So like now it's like she's not going to get the money. I think actually because of that, they're going to restructure where she'll probably get less money and they end up having to give him money back. That's some bullshit, right? That's some straight up bullshit. But I guess that's the risk you run when you go to like suing people for shit. When you, I mean, they were all like, not like, I mean, he did some unsavory shit, but it don't sound like she was completely innocent either. So it's crazy. But because of that, so also because it's renewed interest in domestic violence accusations from past relationships. That's what they said. Because sources tell the Page Six that they got. Okay, so I love that. It was like Page Six wrote this. I should have gone over to the Page Six, but apparently all this came off of the Page Six. But I'm looking at it on the Gawker site. But Fox will be cutting back his time on screen. Presumably, everyone at Empire is trying to prevent having a Columbus Short situation on their hands. Remember, he's the one that got like caught beating up his wife or something like that. And then they fired his ass off of like Good Wife or one of them shows. I don't know. But he got off his, now he's like all down and out. I saw his car getting repossessed the other day or some shit like that. But says right here on the music drama, the 46-year-old Oscar nominee plays Lucius Lyon, the founder and CEO of Empire Entertainment. At the end of the blah blah blah, he's arrested for murder. But that's what it is. Basically, he's in jail for murder. But what they're gonna do is twofold. It says they have him locked up, so you won't be seeing him in as many scenes. But they're bringing in so many, and I mean so many guest stars. They are. Every time I hear there's somebody else guest starring on there. I love when they do this kind of shit. And the cameos that the average viewer won't realize it because there's gonna be so much going on. And you know what else? More cookie, y'all. More mother trucking cookie is always a good thing. I'm just saying. But and that's what it says right here. The important thing here is, of course, more cookie. They say the same thing. Other changes also in store for the musical drama. Taraji P. Henson's role as Cookie Lyon will be pushed to the forefront, where it should be in the first mother trucking place. Like it wasn't last time too. Like, of course, as soon as everybody was like cookie, 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 it was all about cookie, cookie, cookie. Because she's that good. If she doesn't win the Emmy, I swear I'm going to go down where this thing is. I'm going to end up in jail, y'all. Y'all gonna be like, he told us he was gonna do it. They're like, it's like he done confessed before he did it. We're like, but like, if she doesn't win, I'm not responsible for what I do. Hopefully I'm too impaired to be able to do much more than scream at the TV. That's all I'm saying. But apparently says she's going to start dropping off from the flashback sequences, and then they're going to have her guns a-blazing. And they added that this dude says it's a mistake to take away her humility. But fuck you, dude. You don't know if they're taking away her humility yet or not. You ain't seen it. It sounds like you're just a speculating, just like everybody's a speculating. Nobody's seen it. It's not come out till like September 23rd. I'm sitting here waiting with bated breath because, you know, I can't wait for some new cookie because it's the best show ever. I'm going to have to rewatch this whole season just to like right before it comes on, just like sit there and get really drunk and stoned and just watch Cookie all day long and a whole big old thing to you know what I'm talking about. Like my phone goes ding and then I can't look at that. Why even bother to look? It's like it's not important. And then I fuck everything up. Whatever. But you see what I'm saying? More Cookie is never a bad mother trucking thing. Okay? That's what I'm saying is all. But what the fuck else is going on out there? What the hell else? Ooh, did y'all see this? I love this story. Apparently, Judge Joe Brown went and got arrested because apparently a couple of years ago, he got all like uppity in court and started screaming and yelling like he was like some kind of like whatever. Because you know he's one of those like Judge Judy knockoffs is Judge Joe Brown. And but I used to kind of like watching his show sometimes if I was like somewhere during the day and I just, whatever, there was nothing else on and Joe Brown was on, I would watch that shit because it was kind of funny. But apparently what happened was, and I can't find the article, so I'm going off the top of my mother trucking head, y'all. Okay? That's how a hick rolls right here. But what I'm saying is, so apparently he had gone in to court like for some like case or whatever, child family case or whatever, and it wasn't on the like list, and the dude was like, it's not on the list, and he apparently lost his mind, showed his ass in the court, and the judge charged him with contempt, and like it's taken like a year and a half, but he got charged with 5 days in jail for contempt of court, so he finally had to go turn himself in, and his mugshot does not look happy, y'all. But you know, he probably just walked in and turned around and walked right back out, because that's how, like, 5 days for contempt of court, please. They're like, we don't have time for this shit. Here, let's take your picture, take your prints, do all of this process and stuff. You'll go around, we'll go, you can either eat this disgusting tray of stuff or you can just sit there and wait till you get out and eat something edible. That's what I'm saying is all. So yeah, Judge Joe Brown done got his ass throwed up in the freaking pokey to just get turned around and thrown right the fuck back out. But what the fuck else is going on? Anything else? Oh, I was going to talk about, okay, do you remember, like, whatever. No, what? No. I promised Marianne I would talk about the movies, and I'm going to talk about movies coming up, because we were talking about on the Facebook for a hot second about, she was, like, saying how she liked the sci-fi, and I like the sci-fi, because, like, I like to suspend my disbelief. I don't like depressing movies. I'm not watching artsy-fartsy shit. That's just not how I roll. I know I like potty humor, and I like crime stories, and I like sci-fi stuff. When more explosions, the better. More fart jokes, the better. That's how I roll. I realized a long time ago that's the kind of shit I like, and I'm not going to force myself to sit through all this other crap that's horrible just for the sake of trying to tell people I went and saw some piece of shit, boring ass movie. It's just too much. I can't do it. So I found this list of movies over on something called the slashfilm.com. It says 30 movies to be excited for before the end of 2015, right? Blockbuster and studio edition. So I guess it's more than just like the big ones, whatever. So I'm looking through this. I have only heard of a handful of these mother truckers. I need to pay more attention, I reckon, to whatever movies are coming out. But I don't do it. But apparently there's something called Sleeping with Other People, some romantic comedy with Jason Sudeikis and this Allison Brie Cheese. I don't even know who she is. But apparently it's supposed to be some like kind of like raunchy romantic comedy, whatever. I don't know. I have no interest at all in seeing that. But I do want to see this, Black Mass. Have y'all seen this one coming? It's about that Whitey Bulger dude that, like, that basically, he, like, basically, turned on the mob. He was, like, a, like, killer or something for the mob, and he turns on them. And then he, like, went on the run for all them years, and they just called him not long ago. It's, like, it's a very interesting story. I love those kind of mob stories. But then it's, like, turn on them, run the lamb. It's all exciting what's happening. So I would see Black Mass. I would actually pay to maybe go see that one at the movie theater. That looks good to me. Now this one, you ain't no way on hell the Hollywood hick is gonna go watch Everest. Okay, Marianne, I ain't watching Everest. I don't know if you like these are like are these kind of things. Like one, Everest is there. Like you, there's no reason at all that anybody should be trying to climb Everest in the first place. There is it's says no to you. It's like Everest is going like, no, I'm not going to let you climb me. I'm going to make everything so horrible up here that you do not ever want to come up here. And then all of a sudden these jackasses who think that they're like, ain't nobody going to tell me no, I'm going to climb the tallest mountain anywhere. No, that is not what we were meant to do. You don't have to prove nothing to nobody. That's why you have to like crawl by a trail of frozen dead to get up there. That's stupid. All it is somebody trying to say like, look, this is as far as my dumbass got. Turn back now, you dumbass mother trucker. But no, I will not go see this because I don't have any sympathy for these people. That's the thing. If people think I'm an asshole, but I'm like, no, I don't have any sympathy for them. Like, you knew what you were getting yourself into, and that's that. Fuck that. Uh-uh. So Everest, I give that a don't go bother to see that. Maybe wait for a DVD or something. Or if you like to torture yourself with those kind of things. I don't know. I just have no sympathy for them, so I don't enjoy it. I'm like, ugh. You did this to yourself. If you weren't up on Everest, you'd be sitting here having a beer with me. That's just how that would be. But fuck you. No, I ain't doing that. You have some other movie called Sicario. It's some like Emily Blunt crime movie. Actually, it looks like it could be interesting. Something called The Walk with the Joseph Gordon-Levitt, where he's like the dude who like does a tightrope walk betwixt the Twin Towers way back in like the 80s or some shit. He talks with a French accent. There's no way in hell I'm going to see this because I hate these kind of movies. I'm not going to sit through 2 hours just to watch you walk across a wire that takes just a couple minutes and you're going to make me think it takes for fucking ever. No, I hate that kind of shit. It's just too much. And he's going to have this thick French accent. I won't understand what he's saying. No, I won't be seeing that. Now, this looks kind of interesting. And it's sci-fi too, Marianne. But The Martian, right? So here, The Martian is like freaking, it's sort of like, what was I trying to think when I was reading this thing? Castaway, that's it. Where like stuck on the island, whatever. He's stuck on Mars, and like they can't just he got home alone on Mars is basically what happened. They're like everybody here, yep, take off, and they're like, oh shit, we forgot Andy, and so then Andy they have to go back for Andy, but they can't just turn around and go back for Andy. It takes like more than a year, so he's like stuck up there, has to like figure out how to like survive. So it's gonna be like kind of like Gravity meets Castaway on Mars. That's how that shit's gonna work. So on that, then that's Matt Damon. I actually kind of like him. Ooh, this one looks good. This I want to see, actually. This Legend movie. One, it's got Tom Hardy in it, and I have kind of got a thing for the Tom Hardy. Them lips make me quiver a little bit in my like nethers. But this movie is about the Ron and Reggie Cray, who are these like crazy like British mobsters who like were just evil. They fucked some people up because they made a movie about it before called The Crays. That had the Spandau Ballet dudes in it. Remember Spandau Ballet? They sang like, oh, fucking like True. What was it? Here it is. I gotta play it on this so I can hear. Okay, did y'all hear that? Because I fucking lazy ass did that. All I did was like point the microphone sort of in the general direction. So it's probably just a very faint, whatever. That's who Spandau Ballet is. And they made a movie about this before, way back in the like 80s. I'm not making that shit up. And it's actually pretty good, if I remember right. It was pretty violent. Like one of them beat this dude with a stick. So I kind of want to see that. And it's written by the same dude that did L.A. Confidential. And I like that movie. Got Kim Basinger, Oscar, and whoever thought that shit would have happened. But whatever. There's something called Final Girls. It seems kind of interesting where like a bunch of chicks get sucked into a world where it's on like Friday the 13th, Jason, freaking Freddy Krueger, Michael Myers kind of people running around. That seems kind of interesting. Maybe I'd watch that on video. Steve Jobs, boring. I don't want to see that. boring. Something called Bridge of Spies. It's a spy movie. Go bigger. Bridge of Spies. All about spies on a bridge somewhere. Directed by Mr. Steven Spielberg. And has Mr. Tom Hanks in it. And whatever. Probably good. Spielberg and Tom Hanks. They work well together. It looks like some Cold War, like, spy movie. I don't know. Whatever. That looked maybe interesting. Some called Crimson Peak. This looks kind of good. Although I'm not really fond of this Mia Wasikowska girl. She played Alice in Wonderland on that Tim Burton movie when. But it's Guillermo del Toro, who I like his movies, and so it might be good. It has that Tom Hiddleston in it, which I kind of have a crush on. He was Loki in the Avengers movie, and on that Jessica Chastain, who I like. But it's like a horror movie, so that looks kind of good. All right, Goosebumps. I ain't going to go see this. Let me tell you why. Two words. Jack Black. He annoys the fuck out of me sometimes, and this looks like the exact kind of movie where he would annoy me to no end, and I would just want to jump through the screen and grab him and shake him like a baby. That's like exactly all I would be thinking through the whole thing. So, no, Hollywood Hick will not condone anybody going to see Goosebumps, because all you're going to want to do is sock Jack Black in the face. That's just my prediction. That's just how I see that going down. There's something called The Room, or not even The Room, it's just Room. And it's got somebody named Brie Larson in it. I don't know who that is. Moving on. Paranormal Activity 978, The Ghost Dimension. I ain't seen nary one of those. I don't know why I have no desire to see it. Sometimes I don't like scary movies because I'm like, I don't want to get all scared and freaked out, wondering what's around corners. Like, I just don't need that in my life. I just don't need that shit in my life. But on these things make a shit ton of money because they make them for $4.50, and then everybody goes out and sees them, and then they do a bunch of video sales of them. So they know what they're doing. Everybody gets around Halloween, everybody's like, I gotta watch the Paranormal Activity Marathon. Hell to the no. I don't need to know that shit. Who knew this? I didn't know this till very recent. The freaking Peanuts got a movie coming out. Charlie Brown, Snoopy, Lucy, Schneider, all of them. Betty or Betsy, what's her name? Lucy's sister? I forget her name. But whatever. Pigpens, Peppermint Patty, all of them. I wanted the teachers better still be going wah 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 wah. But they made them like a 3D Peanuts movie. Hopefully it's any good, because I used to love the Peanuts, but it's kind of dated, so I wonder how they, I hope they don't ruin it too. That would suck. Ooh, new James Bond coming in November. Spectra. Fuck, I don't know. I can't pronounce shit. Unpronounceable James Bond movie. Sam Mendes directed this one again. Ooh, he did the Skyfall one too, which I liked. So maybe it's good. Whatever, I like the. And Christoph Waltz is the bad guy. It's going to be good. It's a James Bond flick. It's over the top. I love over the top action, and it's suspending my disbelief. Like, you know that there's no way ever that could happen, but you don't care. I really don't. Something called Brooklyn looks boring as hell. I'm looking at the picture. I'm not even. Right. Something else called Trumbo looks boring as hell. Not watching that. Even though it has Bryan Cranston in it, who I like him, even though I have never really watched Breaking Bad because I thought the first two episodes were boring, and I don't care what anybody says. Everybody says I gotta keep watching, and I just can't bring myself to do it because now I'd rather watch cartoons anyway. I've been watching the Star Wars Clone Wars, getting ready to watch that movie coming out in at Christmas, the new Star Wars, because apparently this fills in a lot of the holes. You should watch it. So apparently I'm watching this shit, which I'm actually kind of entertained by. And they're only like 20 minutes each, so you can watch one during dinner or something. It's easy. I digress. But other than something called Spotlight looks boring, with Rachel McAdams and Michael Keaton. I don't know, some whistleblower drama. Oh, boring. I already seen Silkwood. Thanks. Something called By the Sea with Angelina Jolie directing it and acting in it with Brad Pitt. It just looks depressing as hell. In this picture right here, she's just looking at him longingly with like cry eyes, like eyes full of tears, haven't quite fallen down her cheeks yet, just welling up. Fuck that shit. Hunger Games part, Mockingjay part 2. I haven't seen the Mockingjay part 1. And I will say the second movie was way better than the first movie. I was excited to see the first movie. I bought tickets way in advance. I got drunk one night and was like, I gotta get my tickets for opening night. I never go to the opening night anything. I don't know what I was thinking. I went, it was miserable. The theater was packed. It was a horrible movie. They were wiggling around. It was stupid. The second one, I watched it on Netflix or one of them, and it was actually way better. So now I probably should go watch the other one. Maybe, no, I won't. I'll watch it on Netflix. But if you're into that thing, I read the books and they were so much better. I can't get into it, even though I do like the Jennifer Lawrence. Now they got a new movie called Creed to come in. Now that is like Rocky part something, something, something. But it's, I kind of like this because I'm like, oh God, please. When I heard they were making another Rocky, I was like, Sylvester Stallone, dude, I like, you know, you cool, but you are fucking 9,000. You need to quit trying to be Rocky. But now he's basically going to be coaching Apollo Creed's son, Adonis Creed, played by Foxy Michael B. Jordan. who's going to be shirtless and boxing a lot. So maybe there's a reason to watch that. I'm just saying is all. Okay, going on. Ooh, they got coming up. They got The Good Dinosaur. I think I gotta fucking speed this up, which is another Pixar movie. Looks good. Night Before. Let's go through here picking. Oh, we're almost done. Something called In the Heart of the Sea. Boring. Star Wars. Now, you know, I gotta go see Star Wars just because I grew up with that shit and I have to go see it. So Star Wars is a pretty much given. It's gonna make a shit ton of freaking money. And if it's good, it'll be so great. I hope I'm really hoping it's good, and I'm gonna go in with an open mind, and I'm not gonna be an asshole about it and nitpick everything like all these stupid other fanboys like to do with every freaking thing. They can't just fucking enjoy something. It drives me nuts. Whatever. This movie looks kind of interesting. Joy, about the woman who invented the like Mop-O-Matic or some shit like that. Like she was like whatever. It looks interesting, but she kind of goes nuts and like there's like some murder thing involved. Apparently Jennifer Lawrence is really freaking good in it too. So I kind of want to see that. We'll see. It probably. That'll be another one where I see it on DVD or some shit because I just don't get to the movie that much. There's an Edward Snowden one coming. Boring. Something called The Revenant. That name is horrible. That means I don't want to see it. And I'm like, I'm not a huge DiCaprio fan, to be quite honest. I'm really not. That underbeard of his is horrible. I can't look at it. I don't want to. It's gross. I hope he shaves it the fuck off. It looks horrible. It looks horrible. He's not aging well anyway, so he needs to quit with that shit. Do not try to make something worse than when it's already getting worse. You know, it just don't make no damn sense. Oh, got one more of these movies. The Hateful Eight. It's a freaking Quentin Tarantino with everybody good in it. So, of course, it's like some Western shit, but it looks kind of good. I mean, it's got Kurt Russell, Samuel L. Jackson, Bruce Dern, Jennifer Jason Leigh, Walter Goggins. Who else? Bunches of other people. So, yeah, that would be worth seeing. I like Quentin Tarantino movies. Although I still ain't seen Django Unchained on account of I was trying to watch it one night and then shit went awry and then I never, like, tried to watch it again. I don't know what happened. But, yeah, so that's what's going on out there and the movie's coming up, Marianne. So hopefully that, like, tells you what's coming and hopefully I, like, didn't take too long and you, like, give up on a brother. But what the fuck's going on? Oh, we got a few more minutes here on the Hollywood Hick here on the Crab Diving Network. And what do we want to talk about? Somebody that'll make us feel better about ourselves. Oh, I was going to talk about, maybe I'll save it, but this really chapped my ass. Like this school somewhere, and I'll just say it real quick because I'll talk about it later. But this kid showed up with a Wonder Woman lunchbox, and she got told she can't bring her Wonder Woman lunchbox to school because it's too violent, and all it is a yellow lunchbox with a big Wonder Woman face on it, all happy and like cool and shit. Like they're like, she promotes violence. I'm like, oh my God, I can't stand this world we live in anymore. I can't take it. I can't motherfucking take it. My fucking phone keeps going off and then I can't remember what the fuck I'm talking about. Whatever. So like, whatever. I'll talk about this and how I feel about the Wonder Woman lunchbox because it'll be takes more than a couple of few minutes that I got here. But what the fuck else is going on? What else was up? Oh, this dude. This is a good one to go out on. Make yourself feel better about yourself. So I was perusing the interwebs and of course I'm always looking at things about people who do stupid freaking shit, right? Well, apparently there's a dude here in California, I can't even like blame this on Florida this time, but a dude went and got bit in the hand by a rattle mother trucking snake on account of he was trying to take a selfie with a rattlesnake. Now, the thing that is shocking about this is it's not the first time that has happened recently out here in California. That is how obsessed with selfies people in California are. It is ridiculous. It is mother trucking ridiculous because this dude goes out and like snatches a snake out of a bush. Like he's probably going to lose his hand too, by the way, because his like hand started falling off like in chunks because he had to like get down to where the freaking hospital and stuff is, I reckon, and like give him the anti-venom. But apparently like he was like going to take a selfie with the snake that he just picked up, like a 4-foot thick one. These people are like, it's not just your average run of the mill stupid snake. It's fucking ridiculous. Fucking ridiculous. So I can't find the story to tell you his name or anything. I have been sitting here talking and looking at the same time. I'm actually kind of pleased. Okay, this. I'm going to talk about this one real quick. We got like a minute or so left here on here. I just got to tell you about this. And I'll post this on the Facebook page too because you got to see these people. It is a nut. But over on the Gawker site, if that dude didn't make you feel better about yourself, these two certainly will. But it says, British stripper and her mom get twin surgeries to look like Katie Price. Now, if you don't know who Katie Price is, she's kind of like their version, like a smarter version of Anna Nicole sort of mixed in with I don't know, somebody else. She's like a big reality star over there, like, but she's really sexy or whatever, but she's always marrying foxy dudes and blah blah blah. But these two, like, one, they don't look like, where they think, whatever, told ladies, Miss Kayla Morris, just a regular 20 British year old woman who stripped for her and her mama to get their plastic surgeries, and also had a freaking, it's Georgina is the mama, and she got a sugar daddy for a little bit that helped pay for her titties, which she wants to get redone so she can get them bigger. But their lips look like they're about to mother trucking explode, y'all. It's, I don't, like, whoever told ladies that these big puffy ass lips looks good is beyond me. And dudes, if y'all are perpetuating that, like, what do y'all see that I don't see? I realize I'm a homo, but usually I get like beauty and all that shit, but that is not pretty. It's like, it looks like, it just looks weird. And I realize they have this weird line drawn around their lips too, but whatever, you know what I'm saying. All right, fuck, I'm gonna just run out of time sitting here, but look, I'm gonna post it on the Facebook page, but you just gotta get a look at these people and click the video too, because it's fucking worth it. It's totally fucking worth it. But that does it for me, y'all. This is Brent Paris, the Hollywood Hick, coming at you on the Crab Diving Network, www.crabdiving.com. Come on, every day on the 7s here West Coast on the Crab Diving Network, meaning 7 in the morning, 7 in the evening. Follow me on the Twitters at the H Wood Hick, and also follow me on my Facebook page, facebook.com/TheHollywoodHick. And that does it for my ass, y'all. I'm out of here. Doodle am, doodle am, doodle, mother truckers. Buh, buh. Greg Lake, Greg Lake, Greg Lake, Greg Lake, now. Greg Lake, Greg Lake.